Hi folks, welcome to the Money 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 podcast. I'm Surabhi Upadhyay and we come to you every week with some very interesting conversations to help you get your personal finances in order and get smart with your money. The mid-cap and the small-cap market has gone through a lot of churn in the last 1 year. Stocks have fallen across the board, which also means that many funds in these categories are still nursing deep losses. Now, mid-caps and small-caps are the gems that can also become big wealth creators. Therefore, they do deserve a place in your portfolio. But how do you make sure that you are in the right kind of funds? Do you need to churn your portfolio? And is this the time to perhaps allocate even more money to such funds? Well, joining in to talk about some of these issues are financial planning experts Harshvardhan Roongta and Manoj Nagpal. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. I think this is an important and a slightly touchy subject as well. Both of you all keep answering queries on the weekly programs on MF Corner and on Your Stocks as well. So we thought it's a good time to perhaps, you know, dive a little deeper and help people understand whether any action is required or whether the only answer is just patience and ride it out. First of all, your thoughts on how this has played out, Manoj. The mid-cap market still in the doldrums.
Yeah, so, you know, the nature of the beast, the mid-caps, is that they give very lumpy returns. Equity as asset class gives lumpy returns, but mid-caps and small-caps are very, very lumpy in nature. So if you have to really analyze the last 5 years, returns actually came in 2014 and 2017. Most of the years, other years, have been fairly flattish in nature, and 2018 was a, you know, year that lost almost 25% in the mid and small caps. So what really happened is that investors started coming into, you know, mid caps, seeing the past returns. Even now, if you look at the last 5 years' returns, it's around 20% annualized. So what investors really sign up for is the 20% annualized return, whereas they don't realize that bulk of this return has actually come in 2014. Yeah. All the returns of 2017 actually almost got wiped out in 2018. So if an investor invested somewhere in beginning of 2017, he's still getting the same NAV. So that's what is paining the investor. He says, this is not what I signed up for.
Absolutely. Harsh, your thoughts?
So if you just analyze this portfolio, you know, this profile of an investor. So we're looking at an investor who created a portfolio with mid-caps, or rather heavy weightage to mid-caps. Now, with the sole intention of looking at, generating returns, looking at past performance. Now, that's exactly the wrong thing to do. When you create a portfolio, equity portfolio, you need to first analyze how much portion of that money that you're investing in equities need to go in large cap, how much will go into mid caps, how much will go into probably sector funds, thematic or international funds. So, had you started that way, then your allocation to mid-cap would have been as per your risk profile, as per your understanding of the market.
Sure, sure.
Now, most of the investors haven't kind of understood what a mid-cap is. They've only looked at returns, as we spoke, as Manoj mentioned, that, you know, the returns have been lumpy in, say, 2017 and 14. So if you're looking at returns in 2017, investing in 2018, purely based on returns, you're going to be dejected completely.
Well, I mean, I completely take your point and advice, and I think at an academic level, it makes perfect sense. The problem is when you start looking at your returns and you're looking at your portfolio, your NAV. So, I mean, a simple read through, I thought, okay, how do we do this? I mean, I simply looked at the past 1 year and looked at mid-cap and small-cap funds to see which are the, so to speak, best-performing funds, funds with the highest return. And, you know, guess what? Many of these funds are in negative. In fact, barring one, the Axis Mid-Cap Fund, where the one-year return is still positive, 3% up. Look at the others. Invesco India Mid-Cap Fund, minus 7%. The Motilal Oswal Mid-Cap 30, it's down about 10%. The Franklin India Prima, DSP, the Reliance Growth Fund, the Kotak Emerging Equity, 13-14% down. So, again, if we go step by step, Axis on the mid-cap side, anyway, the fund house in 2018, Harsh, did fantastically well. I mean, their multi-cap, their mid-cap, I remember lots of their funds were performing exceedingly well. Still positive, despite so much chop and churn in the market. Any thoughts on the Axis mid-cap?
So, Surabhi, if in case, out of the top 10 funds, if there is somebody in positive, I mean, that itself is, superb performance.
Yeah, but remember the warning, past performance is no guarantee of future returns.
No, so with Axis as a fund house, I mean, you did mention that Axis has outperformed in basically all categories.
Yes.
So it's not only in large caps, it's not only in mid caps, they've done very well in even the multi-cap. We've had the opportunity to interact with the management as well onto their philosophy of selecting. So they're clearly growth-oriented.
Okay.
You know, the idea is that, you know, they look for growth stories. And contrary to what we've been discussing right now, whether, you know, how, what is valuation and whether something is available as per value-oriented theories, they actually on the contrary side. I mean, they do believe valuation is, of course, the base of selecting and shortlisting something. Mm-hmm. But unless a company has this potential to grow and that there's a clear growth trajectory in front of us, they will not pick up stocks.
Okay.
So it's a very good combination of value and growth investing.
Okay.
Now, and they have demonstrated that in the last 1 year across different schemes, not just one. So I would say Axis is definitely here to stay.
Okay.
And I believe that they're looking at it very seriously as a business proposition, not just doing fund management for the sake of it.
Okay.
And the value addition can be seen in the portfolio. So I believe, yes, Axis as a fund house.
Okay. So Harsh's thumbs up goes to the Axis Midcap and overall Axis as a fund house. Manoj, any quick thoughts?
Yeah, I would like to, you know, highlight, when you're looking at a mid and small cap fund, there are two, three other parameters that one should look at apart from the past performance. You know, one of the key things is that how the portfolio gets constructed in a small and mid cap fund. When you're taking higher risk, especially when you're going into mid and small caps, you're taking a slightly higher risk than what you're doing in large cap funds. So what you need to see is that how is the portfolio diversified? You know, Axis has a knack of running all the portfolios, whether it's a large cap fund or the multi-cap fund or the small, of running concentrated portfolios. So they run all that portfolios with around 25 to 30 stocks. You know, so which is a little bit of a concern when it comes to mid and small. You can run a large cap portfolio with 25 to 30 stocks, but when you come to a mid and small cap portfolio, we always believe that a little more diversification is there, because what happens is that if a couple of stocks don't do well, you know, your performance will go for it. And that, so that's a one area of, you know, concern that I have on the Axis mid and mid cap. But yes, I agree with her that, you know, the portfolio construct of having high growth stocks has helped them in the last 1 year.
Absolutely. I think both fair points and important points to put on the table to keep in mind as you're going ahead and looking at your investments. The funds that we have picked up, and these are really popular mid-cap funds with sizable assets under management as well, all of them have fallen less than 17%, which is the fall of the mid-cap index in the last 1 year. So quickly, just getting down to some schemes as well. For instance, the Motilal Oswal Mid-Cap 30. Now, Manoj, let's start with this and take your thoughts on this one. I mean, it's a fund house that's very well known. They're known to be equity pickers, stock pickers. The fund is down about 10%. Your thoughts?
Yeah. So as I said, you know, any concentrated portfolio of funds will go to erratic performance. So in the last 1 year, the fund has fallen only 10%. But if you were to just go back, you know, 1 year back, it was underperforming greatly. So when the markets were rising, it was not really rising.
Yes.
On an average, in 2017, a mid-cap fund went up by, you know, almost 50%. Whereas this fund was lagging considerably and was almost flattish the entire of 2017.
Yes.
So the current 1 year performance of, you know, falling lesser in here case does not fit in.
Doesn't add up for you.
Add up. So we would still say that we would want to watch how the fund manager navigates the future markets before recommending this. However, the other funds of Motilal Oswal are still doing well. You know, the Motilal Multicap 35. So only the midcap is one which we'll still watch out for some time before recommending it.
Okay, fair enough. Harsh, your thoughts?
You know, again, coming to Motilal as a fund house, I mean, they are very strong in research. I mean, they're really very good in strong in research. So a person or a company which is very good in research, I mean, you should give them a free leeway to pick, cherry pick stocks out of across market capitalization. So if you're going to invest in a mid cap fund, you know, you're restricting the stock selection to only those mid cap companies. And if the research is actually throwing out an idea which is a large cap or a small cap, they might not be able to pick that up as much as they would like to. So that is why the multi-cap has done extremely well, because you're giving them a free hand and saying that pick anything which is good across the board. So yeah, coming to Motilal, I would prefer a multi-cap over their mid-caps.
Okay, all right, fair enough. That's important to keep in mind. Let's move to the Franklin India Prima Fund. Again, this is a fund that I did hear over the last 1 year, a lot of experts recommending as well. Let's see how it's done. It's down again 10.5% in the year. Now, if anyone is invested in it currently, do they have any reason to worry, you think?
No, not really, because Franklin Prima Fund has in fact completed 25 years.
Okay.
So they've been in existence always as a mid-cap fund. And they've seen practically all cycles and every economic the downturn, the good part, everything has gone through it. So I think Franklin Prima Fund is one of the top recommendations if you are investing in a mid-cap.
Okay.
I mean, you can't really go wrong with this. I mean, with a negative 10, of course, as I said, it's outperformed.
It's still outperformed 7% over the index. Okay, fair enough. So experience perhaps coming to the rescue here. Manoj, any thoughts?
Yeah, so, you know, Franklin Prima is managed by Janki Raman, who's an astute stock picker. And the really what we like about this fund, he has been managing this fund as his own, as rightly her said, this fund is in existence for 25 years, mm-hmm. but Janaki Raman is managing this fund for the last 10 years plus. Mm-hmm. He has seen cycles, navigated cycles very effectively, and the portfolio construct is fairly diversified with around 60 to 70 stocks. Mm-hmm. The portfolio PE is still on the higher side at around 23, 24, but I think, you know, given the current structure of the fund, we would really like to have this fund in the portfolio.
Okay, so that's two thumbs up, both the experts in agreement on Franklin India Primer. I'm now going to move for the DSP Midcap Fund, and this is interesting. The fund is down 11-12% for the year, and there's so much that's happened with this fund house, right? Because the last 1 year, I mean, from DSP BlackRock, they went to being just DSP. Anup Maheshwari moved out, I mean, the person who was overlooking equity investments. So there are just so many moving parts here. Your thoughts?
You're right. I mean, purely from that restructuring point of view, mm-hmm. I would like to, at this moment, until mm-hmm. until the entire dust settles, mm-hmm. I mean, we'd like to just put a hold on the DSP schemes and to just wait and see not only the mid cap, mm-hmm. but we'd like to just hold on for some time because there's been a huge churn from the top management, not only Anup Maheshwari. Mm-hmm. There have been others who've moved out as well.
Okay.
So from that perspective, not otherwise.
I understand where that thought could be coming from. However, Vineet Sambre, who's been one of the most astute managers with this fund house, has also been one of the best managers with respect to creating wealth and creating returns, right? So your thoughts on DSP?
Yeah, so given that every fund that you analyze, there will be negatives and positives, mm-hmm. and then positive in this fund particularly is Vineet Sambre. Mm-hmm. When you analyze, Vineet Sambre basically manages two funds, that is the DSP small cap and the DSP mid cap fund. Mm-hmm. The small cap was the erstwhile micro cap fund, which was doing very well at some point of time. Yeah. Now, the way he has managed both these funds is that if you look at the recent history of the last 1 to 2 years, especially if you look at the last 2 years, mm-hmm. in the small cap funds, the DSP small cap fund is now at the bottom of the pile, whereas mm-hmm. the DSP mid cap fund, is doing reasonably well. Okay. So this gives us a little bit of concern, the same fund manager, it's not the same space, obviously, small, but he's an astute stock picker. Mm-hmm. But one of the funds doing extremely, badly and which was doing extremely well, it does raise a little bit of red flags, but we would still give him a, kind of iota of doubt over this and like to kind of watch him more closely.
Yeah. Okay, those are some thoughts coming in on the DSP Midcap Fund. Let's look at two more. Again, these are funds from big fund houses. The Reliance Growth Fund, which is down 12.5%, again, better than the index at least, but still in negative territory. How would you look at this one, Harsh?
So I was just recently chatting up with somebody who was mm-hmm. About to raise funds mm-hmm. through a debt scheme. Mm. And, while we were chatting up, they said that, when we went to Reliance to place our product. So they're saying mm-hmm. the kind of questions that they asked mm-hmm. us, mm-hmm. I mean, we had to go back to our drawing board mm-hmm. and, they started respecting the fund managers with that thought, mm-hmm. saying that if they take so much care and, deep dive into each and every element before investing, this is a good fund house to be with. Mm-hmm. I would definitely take this feedback and, repose my faith into the management, the fund management team of Reliance.
Okay.
So, and coming to the scheme specifically, Reliance Growth has also been a very old scheme in existence. It's mm-hmm. not just a recent scheme. So putting these things together, I mean, I would look up to Reliance as a fund house mm-hmm. because they're making sure that they are investing their money with a lot of research and they're uh-huh. just not being reckless and uh-huh. they're not just, trying to chase returns.
Okay.
So Reliance Growth Scheme, yes, of course, growth fund. And as a fund house, yes.
That's on Reliance Growth. That leaves me with just one last fund on the mid-cap side. The Kotak Emerging Equity, also very popular. It's been widely recommended through the year by a lot of people. Manoj, thoughts here? It is down about 13% in the last 1 year.
Yeah, so the Kotak Fund House has undergone a complete transformation in the last 2-3 years, specifically with how they approach their investment style. So if you really see whether it's the Kotak Contra, whether it's the Kotak Emerging Equity, whether it's the Kotak Standard Multicap, their entire approach to investments has undergone a complete change, and that is playing out positively for the fund house. Mm-hmm. So hence, we believe Kotak as a fund house has put in some very, very strong processes in the last 3-4 years, and we are positive on Kotak as a fund house as a whole, mm-hmm. and this particular fund also.
Okay. All right. So that's full marks to Kotak. Any thoughts on the Kotak Emerging Equity?
Absolutely. So the selection criteria starts from if a fund house is offering about, say, 100 schemes, mm-hmm. what has been the average return? I mean, how do they stand in terms of those entire 100 schemes?
Right.
Kotak definitely fits into that kind of...
And this particular fund?
Yes. I mean, this has been a great performer. I mm-hmm. mean, it's not that it's just, okay, it might give you a negative 13% in the last 1 year, mm-hmm. but I don't think that's the reason you should rule that out.
Okay, fair enough. So those are just some of the top performing mid-cap funds of the last 1 year and what our experts feel about them. But now it's time to stick your neck out and give out your recommendations for the next several years. I mean, let's say a mid-cap fund, so definitely the investment should be for 3 to 5 years, not less than that. With that kind of a time horizon, which are the top funds that you'd go with?
So ideally, I would say just look at the portfolio construct and who's managing the fund and what is his experience. So that's where we like, you know, a couple of fund managers. We like Soumendranath Lahiri of L&T. He manages the L&T mid-cap fund. He has a very long track record in managing, and that's getting reflected in the performance also. Okay. But that's just a, you know, outcome rather than the process that we are following. Sure. The second, as I said, is the Franklin Prima Fund managed by Janakiraman, which we strongly believe his expertise is there in managing the funds. And the third, we still want to give some kind of, you know, place to Vineet Sambre also, because there is a short-term underperformance, but we really like him as a stock picker. So those are the top three mid-cap funds, I would say.
All right, great. So that's Manoj's top three list on the mid-cap side. Harsh, what about you?
So I'll pick the Axis mid-cap.
Okay.
I'll pick the Franklin Prima.
Okay.
And the third one we didn't speak about it was the HDFC mid-cap opportunities.
Okay.
So I'd like to pick that because, you know, that fund, again, has been in existence for some time. Mm-hmm. It may not be amongst the top 5 or 10 right now. Mm-hmm. But given the size, given the processes involved with HDFC, I mean, this is one of the schemes that I would have in my recommendation list.
Manoj and Harsh, again, same story here. The index, by the way, is down 30%. The small cap index is down 30% in the last 1 year. And funds, the top performing funds, so to speak, are down anywhere between 8% to 22-23%. That's been the kind of year that we've been in. So let's quickly get the experts to talk about some of these, again, top rankers. First one being the Axis Small Cap Fund. My guess is, Harsh, you're going to like this because of the overarching philosophy on Axis that you explained.
Absolutely. So as I said earlier, and I repeat it now, when I'm investing in equities, diversification is one of my objectives. Mm. But I also want my portfolio to generate, inflation beating, you know, high returns. Mm. So if there's a concentrated good portfolio, I'm willing to take that chance. So an Axis Small Cap, yes.
Okay. Manoj, I understand that concentration is a bit of an issue with you. Will you avoid the small cap then, Axis Small Cap?
Well, the Axis Small Cap is the only fund within the Axis, you know, basket of schemes which is managed differently.
Okay.
So as I said, most of the other, you know, funds of Axis follow the same philosophy or the same investment style. And Axis Investment, the small cap, actually diversified itself a little bit and hence is a better performer, you know, among the all categories.
Okay. Let's move to the next one, the HDFC Small Cap Fund. Manoj, your thoughts first?
Yeah. So the HDFC Small Cap Fund is managed by Chirag. Chirag Sitalwar is, you know, if we are to say who's the best, you know, stock picker in the country today among the fund managers, we would rate Chirag Sitalwar as one of the best fund managers. This fund has assets of around, you know, 6,000 to 7,000 crores. So it's slightly on the higher side, but we are still okay with that. And he manages this with a spread of around 70-75 stocks. So that's why we like it. His, you know, bets there are not more than 2-3% in each individual stock.
Okay, so that's full points from Manoj to the HDFC Small Cap. Harsh?
Actually, the same. Chirag, in fact, even manages the mid-cap opportunity. So,
we know why the fan following, okay, for both of the funds, the mid-cap and the small-cap.
So,
as well.
We didn't discuss about the HDFC mid-cap, but I did add that into my recommendation.
Yes.
One of the reasons, because, of course, yes, Chirag is managing it.
Okay, fair enough. So, that's one. That's the one fund you can perhaps look at, both on the mid-cap side and the small-cap side from the HDFC universe. L&T Emerging Businesses Fund, again, you like the L&T mid-cap fund. Would you like this one as well?
So, it's the same fund manager managing this fund.
Okay.
So there's no difference. But Soumendranath has a more knack for managing small cap funds.
Okay.
So if you were to choose one of these two funds among the mid cap and small cap, we will like the, you know, this fund over the mid cap fund also. So mid cap is one of the better performance of L&T. But if you were to really bet your money on Soumendranath Lahiri, this is the fund you should pick out.
Okay. All right. Let's move to the next. Franklin India Smaller Companies Fund. Small cap investing, does this fund make sense to you?
Yes, in fact, again, it has been in existence for a longer period of time. They've seen all that bid that they had to. And despite that, they've been very consistent in their returns. So I think that is a good thing to do. And as a small cap investor, I'm actually worried about erosion. I would like good returns, but I do not want the negative side to be equally, you know, aggressive.
So in
that context, I think the Franklin Smaller Companies Fund is a very good scheme. It gives me at least peace of mind being in small cap.
Your take? take on this one, Manoj?
Yeah, so this point that, you know, Harsh mentioned of, mm-hmm. you know, when you're looking at a small cap fund, you should be more worried about mm-hmm. how much can you lose value.
Yes.
And that's why we like more consistency, and that's mm-hmm. why Franklin Smaller Company is here. So this mm-hmm. is one factor every viewer should keep in mind of how to evaluate a, you know,
absolutely.
A small cap fund.
Absolutely. Think about the losses as well, and how much are you willing to really take in, and how much is your risk appetite. The Kotak small cap. How do yeah. you
so the Kotak small cap, you know, in our view, has a lesser pedigree. Though as a fund house, we mm-hmm. like the fund house, their investment processes mm-hmm. and the fund performance is also coming up. Mm-hmm. But we still, like this particular fund, we want to watch a little more before recommending it out to our investors.
Okay. We discussed the Kotak Select Mid Cap, which you did like. What about this one? By the way, these funds, I mean, both the Franklin India and the Kotak small cap, both of them down between 90 and 20% in the last 1 year.
So, for a Kotak again, I would like an investor to invest in small caps
okay.
through Kotak via multi-cap scheme.
Oh, so okay. If okay. They so, don't restrict it by
absolutely.
Putting your money in a small cap fund.
Absolutely. Kotak, a pure saying. Small cap fund, you should avoid mm-hmm. that of Kotak. Mm-hmm. Go to Kotak in a multi-cap scheme
okay.
so that they also cherry pick the small caps.
Okay, that's interesting advice. The Reliance small cap fund in that case.
If you have to go in a small cap, you can trust Reliance because, okay. again, you know, vouching on the credibility of the research and the deep diving that they do mm-hmm. in each investment of theirs, mm-hmm. I think Reliance can be somebody whom you can trust with this.
Okay, how do you view Reliance?
Yeah, so the Reliance small cap has been one of the consistent performers. Mm-hmm. It has a spread of 109 companies. So mm-hmm. that's, you know, we always talk about diversification, but this is too a little too diversified for us, you know, with 109 companies, because you're almost buying the
entire basket.
Basket out there. So it'll give you the, you know, small cap overall return.
Okay.
And hence, you know, we feel that, you know, it'll just be in line with the indices from now on.
Okay, fair enough. And the last fund is the SBI small cap, which is down 23% in the year.
So SBI small cap is managed by Srinivasan. Again, this is, you know, he has a pedigree in managing this fund for quite some time now. He is a momentum kind of player wherein he chases momentum. So what happens is that in times like positive times, he tends to outperform mm-hmm. and periods like this, he will be on the slight layer. So as you mm-hmm. see, he's in the last on your list
yeah,
in the top
yeah.
five funds. But he's one of a very astute stock pickers. He has over 20 years being, you know, managing such kind of funds and this particular fund again for 10 years. And that's why we'll give him some good marks on this and would like to recommend this fund.
Okay, so it's within your recommendations
yes.
list. SBI for you?
I would like to avoid the scheme as of now.
Okay.
With a simple reason, because in a small cap category and even in a mid cap mm-hmm. category, consistency is more important.
Sure.
Because see, if I were to generate a return of say a 20% mm-hmm. in a consistent fund, mm-hmm. and I generate a 25% in a fund which is, you know, momentum oriented. And if I have a loss to that extent of negative 5% more, I'd rather be in the 20% bracket.
Okay, because so playing that, it safe. Yes.
You know, so because this space by itself is highly volatile.
Oh, absolutely.
So outperformance is consistency.
Sure.
I mean, so if you're in a volatile scenario, if you're being consistent, I think you're doing extremely well.
Okay, in that case, your top three small caps.
Yeah, so I have picked up the small three. One is, of course, an Axis small cap.
Okay.
The L&T Emerging Businesses.
All right.
And a Franklin Smaller Companies Fund.
Okay, so that's within the list that we discussed. What about you, Manoj?
The same. All my funds are within the list. The mm-hmm. HDFC Small Cap remains our top bet.
Okay.
The L&T Emerging Business, you know, where I strongly mm-hmm. recommend it, as Harsh said. And the third, we would definitely want to give SBI Small Cap a chance.
Okay, so let a, you know, a PSU bank-oriented asset management company as well come to the forefront and look at that. Thank you very much for joining in and sharing thoughts on this extremely important subject. Hopefully, coming months, things will pick up, the market will pick up, and so will our mutual fund NAVs. That's it on this week's podcast. You can catch the show at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesdays with repeats on Saturday and Sunday mornings only on CNBC TV 18. You can also find us on the CNBC TV 18 YouTube channel. Do send your feedback, comments, queries. Catch me on Twitter. My handle is at Surabhi Upadhyay. That's SurabhiUpadhyay. Don't forget to add the hashtag money. Catch you next week.